The wash-up thanks to Godding's Geelong's Kubota Excavator Specialist. Time to talk GDFL now. A crucial clash between North Geelong and Inverleigh. And, of course, North Geelong out of finals action. Inverleigh, though, still playing for the double chance. And they got it done with a big last quarter, 16-8-104 to 8-14-62. Joining us on the line is the coach of the Hawks, Adam Donoghue. Buck, firstly, congratulations on the win. You didn't play this afternoon. Was there a time at three-quarter time where you're going, geez, I wish I had to strap the boots on?
Yeah, thanks for having me on, King. It was probably half-time when we were about to go down. I was starting to get a bit itchy feet, but I was nice and relaxed on the sidelines, and yeah, had full faith the boys would pull through. We weren't playing that great footy. We were trying to do the right things, but probably the skill execution let us down the first half. So I knew if we fixed that up, we'd be right going into the last half.
5 points up at three-quarter time. They'd had five more scoring shots than you. If they had a kick straighter, you might have found yourself in a bit of a hole.
Yeah, potentially. It was a weird one. We were on the bench, and every time I looked up, they'd sort of kick a goal, and they'd be in front. I'd sort of look and go, it didn't really feel like they were that far on top of us. So whether they were getting sort of hard shots or a few rush behinds, I'm not sure. But, it was a little bit concerning looking up at three-quarter time and seeing the score differences, but I didn't think we were playing that badly. It was, as I said earlier, it was more about skill execution for us. So I think they were just probably getting us on the turnover a bit too much.
Yep. What clicked in the last quarter?
We just played our brand of footy. Simple as that. We know how we want to play, and we just controlled the footy. They probably didn't have a great last quarter by their own admission. So controlled the football, and as we all know, when the ball's in your hands majority of the time, something's got to give, and we gave our forwards a bit of space and we started really well. The game was probably over halfway through the last quarter.
You've quietly snuck Josh Bowman into the side over the last 3 weeks, and I think today we got a taste of what he can do.
Yeah, certainly. He had his fair stint in the twos. He probably played about three or four games in the twos. He wasn't playing at all in the first 9 rounds. He had a bit of an injury, and with his work up in Melbourne through the police academy, wasn't really able to play. So he had to bide his time a little bit, and we've got him in. He's slowly built up every game. Today was his best game for the club by a mile. Played a bit higher up and kicked three. Probably should add four or five as well. So no, he's going to be pretty dangerous for us going forward.
Talk to us about Justin de Blasio reinventing himself up forward. Kicked three goals this afternoon.
Yeah, it was great to see. He actually did really well, so it wasn't your standard sort of cheap three goals either. He led up. He took a couple of really good marks. I think all of his goals were from lead up marks, which was really pleasing for us. So I've sort of spoken about it all year. He's generally been a defender, but he's a very smart player, Gutty, and sort of knew if we ever got to the point where we needed him forward, he'd try and do the job to the best of his ability. And luckily, got on the end of a couple, which were a really good delivery to him, and can you kick three straight, which was pleasing as well.
Your captain, one of your co-captains, Ryan Garrard, did he wear the zero this afternoon as a part of the towards zero round?
No, it was Jack Follett wore the zero.
Okay, but Rusty had a cracker by the looks of it.
He did. It was his best game by far, and to his own admission, he's probably, and I hope he probably won't mind me saying this, but he's probably had a bit of a poor year. We've thrown him around a little bit, but very pleased for Rusty. Played on the wing majority of the game. He's sort of been only playing probably 50 or 60% the last couple of weeks. And it just goes to show that when you play well, you get more game time. And he had a cracker today. His attitude was really good. His ball use was good. He was really confident. He was balking guys. And five or six times he went back with the flight and intercepted a contest as well and made a contest for us. So definitely his best game by a mile.
Couple of questions for you, Buck. Do you come back for next week against Werribee Centrals?
Yeah, 100%. Yep, definitely in. So I can't wait. I'm feeling really refreshed, which is good. So, like I said to the Addy after, the result didn't really matter if we won or lost. It was still basically next week that was going to come down to. So, thought it was a good chance for me to have a bit of a spell, which I haven't had this year, and I've been a little bit sore. So, yeah, can't wait for next week.
Casey Meehan, how far away is he from being back from overseas?
First final, so we're missing for another couple. Doing everything that he possibly can over there. Obviously, it's probably pretty tough when you go over there. He's finishing his course, so probably few beers being drunk and a few chocolates being eaten, but he sent me some Snapchats with his runners and telling me he's doing this and doing that. So he's probably, you don't realise how much of a loss he actually is until you look at our form over the last 4 or 5 weeks when he's actually been out. So he is crucial to us. So can't wait to have him back, and hopefully we can get the result next week where we give ourselves a double chance and we at least give him, you know, a week or two to get back into it.
Should be an absolutely cracking clash next week against Werribee Centrals. As you said, Buck, it is for that third spot and the right to play Bannockburn in the qualifying final, around 17 final of sorts. Well done on the win on Saturday afternoon. Really appreciate your time, Buck, and look forward to seeing you back in action next week.
Thanks, Kingy. Appreciate it.